Well, I have two familiar faces joining me in the studio. They're from the Caboolture Physiotherapy Centre. First up, we have Kay Kerr. You're the senior physio and the driving force behind the practice. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning.
And I believe you're also one of our much valued sponsors here at 101.5. I've got to get that in as well.
Oh, okay. Yes, I love radio and I love the fact we have Caboolture Radio.
Now, our second guest, he's new into the studio. We've never had him on air before. It's a debut. Welcome to Billy O'Donnell. He's an accredited exercise physio and he's a seriously talented golfer. Now, wait for this one. He's currently playing off a +2 handicap. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so we're going to hear a little bit more about this golf because there's a connection between the golf and the physiotherapy work that you do in the practice.
Yes,
can you tell
definitely.
Us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Kay, would you like to start?
Oh, well, I can. I'm the physiotherapist. Actually, Billy is an exercise physiologist. So a bit of a different career path there. But I think the benefit of having a multidisciplinary service is that, you don't miss anything. You're going to be able to assess injuries really well and look at the ways to deal with them as well as ways to prevent them in the future. And, but we're really lucky to have Billy because he's the expert in golf as well, and that just really adds to the service.
Now, yeah. Talking about golf, Billy, you picked up this golf at 13 years old, which is a pretty young age to play golf.
Yep.
And you were playing at that time on a handicap of 3x15, if I've got that right.
Yeah, that's right.
And not only that, you were a club champion, eventually playing off +2, which is far better than my golf scores, can I tell you?
Yeah.
So what I want to find out is how that passion for golf led you into exercise physiology.
Yeah, so I think in my younger days growing up playing golf with a lot of older age people, because golf's not especially a younger sport, you see a lot of that older demographic playing, and I sort of started to notice a lot of people complaining about, oh, I'm losing distance as I get older, get these injuries when I come in, constantly complaining about like low back pain, wrist injuries, and it just got me thinking, if I put sort of my two passions together, golf and my exercise science background, I could really make something happen here and get golfers moving better, playing for longer, ideally pain-free.
Okay, so I believe you're working towards a TPI. Can you tell us what a TPI is to start with?
Yeah, so it's pretty much a screening system. It's developed in America to help golfers get an idea of how their body moves throughout the golf swing. So it helps to identify areas of limitations in the body. So looking at key joints that are moving throughout the golf swing, like your hips, thoracic spine, and your shoulders, and really pinpointing where a golfer needs to improve their mobility or strength.
Okay, so if a golfer comes into your practice, what type of services can you provide?
Yeah, so I start out looking at mobility using the TPI system. There's about a 16-step screening process. And then from there, that identifies the areas we need to improve their range of motion to get either a fuller backswing or some more hip turn through the follow-through. And I also look at strength to see how much force their engine, which is their body, that they can produce. But with golf, we know it's quite a quick movement, so it's happening all fast. So we need a bit of power movement too. So we check out their power, seeing how fast they can translate the force they have, which is the most important throughout golf because everything's happening quick. So if you've got the strength but can't express that throughout the swing, then you're not going to be able to hit the ball a bit further.
All right, so Kay, how did you end up finding a golf star to join your practice?
Well, interestingly, I think Billy found us, but I thought, wow, that's great. You know, I think our demographic that we see in the practice tend to be, well, across, you know, I've been here, what, 37 years now. So we have a demographic that is across all ages. and from the young sports people right through to the you know, older people. But a lot of older people are really keeping fit longer now, and that's just fabulous. It's great to see. And golf, you know, we've got lots of great golf courses around Caboolture, so a lot of our patients play golf. They're motivated by golf, you know. Yes. It's great to have something to exercise for, so they're motivated towards that. And, yeah, I love the combination of therapies to look after people and get everyone motivated to stay healthy forever.
So you've got to get a little bit serious about your golf.
Yeah.
Prepare for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Prepare for it. Otherwise, they end up seeing us in with their injuries.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to prevent that.
Now, Kay, obviously... your practice handles injuries from other sports. So what would be the other common sports that you'd see in the terms of injuries?
Oh, look, in the early years when I started, I was primarily a sports physiotherapist and probably involved in lots of, you know, working with soccer teams and football teams and rugby league. I did physio for Caboolture Rugby League for years, rugby union, all sorts of things. And but... you know, we all go through stages, and I guess our practice has seen lots of different people on staff over the years. So when we've got a passion for it, we tend to go for it and get involved in that. I've played basketball all my life until I broke my arm just a couple of years ago. So, you know, I love my basketball. Outrigging. I know we've got Paulie here who does the dragon boating. I've been having a go at that lately. Any sport, all sport, is great for our health and great for a whole lifetime full of health, good health.
Now, here's your chance, Kay, to do a little bit of an advertisement on your practice. So, first of all, whereabouts are you located?
Oh, just straight across the road from here, really, in Annie Street, Caboolture, number 4 Annie Street. Yeah, we've had the practice in Caboolture. Well, I started a practice here, like I say, 37 years ago. So I
you've
feel
been
like
there a long time.
I feel like I know Caboolture people.
Yes.
Really well.
Yes.
And so many families I've seen through generations. And and Caboolture back in those days, you had to be you had to really provide a lot of services in a lot of areas because it was too far to travel to Brisbane. So I guess I've always loved providing that multidisciplinary service where we can get someone in at the beginning of their injury, see them right the way through, and be there for their return to sport and their return to life and then their next stages of life too.
All right, so if someone wants to contact you, have you got a phone number and a website?
Yeah, caboolturephysio.com, so that's pretty easy to remember.
Yes, indeed.
And, phone number 5495-3255.
Well, I'd like to thank both of you coming in today, so thank you, Kay.
Thank you very much.
And Billy, your first time on the radio, how did that go for you?
Not too bad, actually.
Okay, yeah. So we might be seeing you again.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Maybe on the golf course.
Yeah, on the golf course. We might pass you there. What's your favourite golf course? I've got to find that out before we go.
That I've played?
Yes.
What would I say? I would say probably Pacific Harbour over there at Bribie.
That's a good course.
Gets quite windy there. Yeah. I like it there.
And what would be the hardest golf course you've played on in your golfing career so far?
Probably Pacific Harbour. It's up there with one of the hardest courses in Queensland.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Well, thank you both for joining us today on 101.5, and we wish you all the best in your practice. And I think after this podcast, you're going to get many, many more people coming to see you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.